Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
You know, an awful lot of people like to sneer at sea swimmers, but there's more to it, I can tell you, than wearing dry robes and feeling smug. The science shows that having a dip in the sea can have a major impact, not just on your physical health, but also on your mental health. And to tell us more, I'm joined by circadian biologist, immunologist and avid sea swimmer, Professor Annie Curtis. Which one of those, I wonder to myself, would I be most proud of if I was any of them?
Definitely sea swimmer.
Tell us about the science. So when I do, and I do go for a dip in the sea, even in winter, what happens to the body? What's the science behind it?
Yeah, it's quite amazing, Cormac. I suppose I was interested in finding out about this because I started to dip in the sea, as we would say, last October. And I just sort of wanted to understand, did we really understand what was going on in the body and why was it making me feel better? And when I looked into the research, I did find a number of papers that have looked at this. And what they've really shown is collectively that cold water immersion, and I'm not talking about, you know, cold water immersion and swimming, you know, 4 or 5 kilometres. I'm really talking about cold water immersion, staying in the water for a couple of minutes and getting back out again. And that's what I would call normal sea swimming. That's normal to me. But the effects that it seems to have range from benefits to the heart, can lower blood pressure. High blood pressure is a really big risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Can lower fats. Again, that's really good for protecting you against heart disease. It can have an impact on your hormones. So, for example, insulin. It makes your body more sensitive to insulin. And you need your body to be sensitive to insulin to take up glucose. And people who have diabetes, that's where the problem lies. They don't have enough insulin sensitivity. So it kind of protects you from diabetes. Mm-hmm. I am an immunologist, Cormac, as you know. And what we've seen is, in terms of cold water swimming, it seems to be very protective against infection, specifically viral infection. And after going through the pandemic that we've had, that's really important, and especially for your respiratory system. And then I suppose the thing that really stood out to me as one of the reasons why a lot of people have started to sea swim, and a lot of people started to sea swim during COVID, mm-hmm. and have remained doing so. And the reason for that is the impact that it has on your mental health.
Well, on that, why, can you explain the science behind this? Why in the depths of winter am I absolutely freezing before I get in? But once I get in and swim and I emerge from the water, I can stand around no problem for a minute or two, chatting to people. So, what's the problem? what's science
going
behind
on
that one?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I suppose I would think, Cormac, it's because, you know, in the depths of winter, the air pressure or the air temperature is probably actually lower, right, than it is in the water. So our seas, even though, like, they are chilly for sure, they're about 7 degrees during the winter months, and then they get up to a balmy 10 or 11 degrees
oh, wow.
in the summer
Lovely.
Months. But you can imagine that the air temperature actually might be even lower than that. But I do think as well what happens, and this is what I experience, I don't know if you experience it as well, you get into the water and your body actually becomes numb. Like, it really does become numb. And it's that feeling of almost numbness, I think, sort of keeps you warm when you get out.
Yeah.
You know, you're sort of almost impenetrable.
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? I read Susanna Solberg's book. She's a Danish PhD candidate, probably a doctorate now, about sea swimming and cold water immersion. And she talked about the activation of brown fat. Now, I don't understand it fully, but I think it helps in terms of weight management, does it?
It does. So your brown fat, that's the kind of fat that you want to, let's call it, burn, right? And that releases a lot of heat. If you can burn the brown fat, that's very, like, thermogenic. So you're basically kind of switching on your central heating system if you're able to burn that type of fat. So that's probably why you may feel, you know, I wouldn't say warmer, but warmish okay. when you get out because of the burning of that brown fat.
Okay. It's fascinating, isn't it? You know what I always say once I emerge from the sea, and I don't care if I know the people or not, I say, am I great?
That's your positive reinforcement. Oh, then,
there
Cormac,
you go. That's me being a self-righteous sea swimmer. Dr. Ali Curtis, thank you very much indeed for explaining that. It is fascinating, no question about it. And keep doing it if you're doing it, sea swimmers. Ali, thank you.